Vikings and Bengals practice continues in the shadow of Paul Brown Stadium, although we're not in very many shadows today. It's super hot. We found our friend Pete Prisco. Normally we talk to Pete at the Combine. We're in the middle of training camp when we get to chat with you, so this is a special treat. You get to see two pretty good teams out here.
Yeah, it's two really good teams. I mean, two playoff teams from a year ago, and I think they'll both be playoff teams next year. I mean, this year, coming up. They're good football teams. You know, it all depends. Does Teddy take the next step? You know, is Andy Dalton back being Andy Dalton? Do they replace some of the guys they lost on defense for the Bengals? There are a lot of questions, but they're two good football teams.
You know, playoff teams change at a pretty high rate, almost half on average, year to year. What is it about these teams that you think will allow them to avoid that turnover?
Well, you want young guys emerging. And I think when you look at the two rosters, there's a lot of young guys emerging. I mean, I'm talking about becoming Pro Bowl type players. I mean, look at the Vikings, you know, Barr and Floyd and Rhodes and Smith. I mean, it's a good group of guys. Same thing on the other side of the ball. So it's all about 26-year-old guys who are ready to take the next step, and both teams have a lot of them.
When you talk about that kind of development, what's really key there is the coaching staffs. And I know that you know a lot of the coaches in both of these staffs. What do you think about the one, though, that Mike Zimmer has assembled here in Minnesota, particularly adding Pat Shurmur and Tony Sparano this past offseason?
Well, I mean, they're two good coaches. I mean, Tony Sparano wasn't a great head coach, but he's a heck of an offensive coach. And when you look at Shurmur, he's been a head coach, he's been an offensive coordinator. It's good to have that many guys on your staff. I think Mike has a good, you got North Turner, he's got a good offensive coach. Mike's a great coach. I think Mike's a fantastic coach. So it's building to something there. Assembling the staff, sometimes you don't initially get the guys you really want right away, so you got to sift through it a little bit, and then you get your staff.
I know that you're going to have a piece coming out here next week, you said, where you're breaking down how the season plays out. So talk about the NFC North a little bit. Maybe give us a little teaser of what you got coming out next week about our division.
Yeah, I played out the entire season like I always do every summer, where I pick every game, every score. And let's just say the Vikings will be happy that they're in the postseason, but they might not be happy that they're going to not win the division.
Okay.
You don't like that?
No, we like to win the division. We got it last year. We want to hold on to that thing.
Yeah, well, the Packers weren't the same Packers last year. You got them at the right time. Yeah, the Vikings are getting better. I think the Packers are going to be the best team in the NFC.
With that being said, do you think it's a competitive race in the division?
Yeah, I do. But I think Green Bay is the best team in the entire NFC. And you know, the Vikings are just a notch behind them. But look, anything can happen. It wouldn't surprise me if they won the division either. I just played it out week by week. And I have Green Bay winning it.
One notch behind, it sounds like a Mike Zimmer t-shirt that he's going to make for the team. Give it to him in the locker room.
Anything to help motivate a team, right? They love that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Pete. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, man.